Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located at 41 Cross Street, just above the North Shore Mall, and just across the street from the North Shore Mall, and just above Daniela's Ristorante on 41 Cross Street. If we didn't have such a long disclaimer, this show could be longer. I can't believe how long they make me do for this silly disclaimer at the beginning of the show, at the end of the show. You know, I don't even talk about most of the stuff that they talk about in the disclaimer, but for whatever reason, the compliance department requires me to throw all that stuff on there. Hope you're doing well this morning. It is Sunday morning. We just got a couple more weeks left until Christmas. In fact, less than 2 weeks until Christmas, and we are approaching the fourth night tonight of Hanukkah for those that are celebrating it. So a mixture of holidays. It is the holiday season. It is kind of yucky and foggy out here this morning, but not too brutally cold. You could still go outside. It's okay. It's nice. Yesterday, which was the final day before Governor Baker puts new guidelines in for this morning for restaurants and other places where we have to kind of change things up a bit. We squeezed something in yesterday. We've been affiliated with the North Andover School of Dance for 20 plus years. And Deb LaMontagne, who runs the studio over there, wanted so desperately to be able to do a holiday show this year. And she's been working with the kids remotely, whether it's through Zoom classes or socially distanced in the studio, and they were able to coordinate with the Collins Center over in Andover and do 4 45-minute holiday shows so that the parents in the audience were socially distanced, the kids were socially distanced, we followed all of the rules and all of the guidelines and everything, and it was such an enormous success. And so I want to give a big shout out to Deb LaMontagne for what she was able to pull off yesterday at the Collins Center, to all the kids, to all the parents, to all the volunteers, everybody who helped out. This all worked, and it showed that collectively as an effort, despite the challenges that we face with COVID-19, that we can make things happen, we can do it safe, we can follow the guidelines, and we can exceed the guidelines, actually, and still deliver an exceptional product where parents feel good, the kids feel good, and it still has the spirit of Christmas, or any of the holidays for that matter. So one of the things I got to do, part of their holiday show is, usually they do the whole thing of the Nutcracker, but they did little sections of the Nutcracker, and I got to be the Rat King. That is right. In two of the shows, I was dressed as the Rat King, and I was in the sword fight, and I will tell you, I am far from a ballerina, but I'm sure I presented plenty of comic relief last night. Or yesterday, as I played the Rat King in that show. So if you were there and you were wondering who was the guy in the Rat King costume, well, that was me, Mark Friedman, the guy that hosts Dollars and Cents each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on North Shore 104.9. Well, we're going to talk about a bunch of different money issues today. I'm going to continue to answer your questions because a lot of people continue to submit questions to me about things that are going on with regards to personal finance, things about their money, and just questions in general. But of course, if you have a question, if you're sitting in bed today or sitting having a cup of coffee, driving in your car, whatever, of course, do it safely, but call the number, 800-370-1049. That's 1-800. You don't have to dial the one anymore. One's all gone. 800-370-1049. Give the studio a call, and we will put you right through, and you can ask your question. All right, so a couple things of note. It looks like tomorrow, someone here in America is going to get the first vaccine injection. The FDA has approved emergency use of the COVID-19 vaccine, and somebody somewhere in this country will be the famous person who will get the first COVID-19 vaccine injection. Whatever it takes, let's do this right, and let's get it done efficiently, let's get it done properly, so that we can remove, finally, these masks. But for now, continue to wear your mask, wash your hands, and watch your surroundings. Thank you to Joanne McInnes over at Aberdeen Home Healthcare, who has continued to sing on this mantra of the three W's, and I continue to share that on this show as well. Wash your hands, wear your mask, and watch your surroundings. All right. Couple things. Lots of things going on in the markets, of course. Markets, of course, hit an all-time high this past week. Continues to hit an all-time high, but why is it going in that direction when there are so many concerns that are out there? Look, the restaurants starting today, they're going to struggle even further. Restaurants, some of them are shutting down between now and the end of the year, when Christmas weeks are the busiest times of the year. This is what they look forward to, the big holiday parties, the big Christmas parties, all the families getting together for big dinners. They can even raise their prices during Christmas, and they do it on Christmas Day and on New Year's Eve. Think about all the New Year's Eve bashes and all the things that we get to go and do and celebrate. All of that stuff is at-home experiences or very small experiences. Look, under the governor's new rule, I can't bring my family out for dinner because we're a family of seven. And the restrictions go to six. So, you know, when we decide to go out for dinner, we're just going to draw straws and say, sorry, Corey, you can stay home. You know, that's how it's going to have to be. Either that, well, I get to go because I end up paying the check. So, you know, at least I get to go. If somebody else wants to pay the check, though, that's fine with me. I'm very happy to stay at home and watch a Netflix show or something. All right. Like I said, the market's been crazy, but we have to put everything into perspective. People are looking at their statements. They're looking online. People are looking online more often than ever before about what their account's worth. And I'm telling you folks, it is misleading. It is not as likely to be the positioning that you're seeing today, because there is one side of the stock market that is far, far outperforming the other side. So I want you to think about this. Basically, the stock market has come down to stay-at-home stocks or get-out-and-about stocks. So we've all heard about stocks like Zoom technology, right? Everybody's been using Zoom technology. December of last year, there were 20 million subscribers to Zoom. There are now over 600 million subscribers to Zoom. Now, and that's because of this new stay-at-home initiative. And, you know, there's other programs. Look, GoToMeeting was out there. WebEx had a program. Microsoft Teams has a product. There's a lot of other groups out there that have these products. But what has made Zoom so successful? You know what's made Zoom successful? Because it appealed to the mass market. You see, Microsoft Teams, Google Meetup, all that kind of stuff, a lot of that is corporate-driven, and it has a lot of great reasons why that works. Zoom is easy. Anybody can figure it out. You can send a link to grandma and she hits on the button and boom, the screen pops up. It's really that simple. But hopefully, when the masks come off, how many more people are going to be subscribing to Zoom? How many people are going to want to continue to do Zoom meetings? We're going to want to meet in person. So if you have 20 or 30 million subscribers in December, and now you have 600 million subscribers, or 200, whatever the number is, 200 million subscribers now, what do you think the number of subscribers will be 2 years from now? Do you think it'll be more than 200 million or whatever the number is, 200, 300 million? I doubt it. I doubt it because, first of all, competition comes into play and somebody else is going to figure out a way to compete with Zoom and come up with an easier button. So that's going to take away some of its market share. People are going to be relying less and less on Zoom. People are going to get out and about. So why would we invest in stocks that are thriving right now in the stay-at-home world when a vaccine is about to be injected in our arms starting tomorrow? Why would we invest in something that there's almost greater certainty that these stocks will go down rather than look at stocks that have not done so well? Now, We still need to have growth in our portfolio. We need to have growth investments. And Zoom may reinvent itself. Zoom may be purchased by, I don't know, Apple or Google or Microsoft. Whatever. That could be great for the stock. But would I say that Zoom technology is a great stock to own for the next 3 to 5 years? I wouldn't. Now, would it be a great stock to own for the next 3 months? I don't know. Because I don't do speculative investing. And neither should you. That's become the problem here in America. We've heard about some of these crazy stocks that have gone public. I think, Airbnb that went public this week. It was supposed to get priced at something like $60 when it came out. But then they said, oh, no, that's too low. We'll price it at $95 a share when it goes public. And when it goes public, it hits the market and it flies up to $180 or something like that shares. That is insane, folks. That means that there is a tremendous disconnect between what people understand and what our emotions are around a stock rather than the actual fundamentals around a stock. And so many of these growth investments have become so far overblown. There are many stocks that people are investing in right now in companies that have never, ever seen a dollar of revenue, yet they're worth billions, multiples of billions of dollars in the stock market. Now, some of those will probably work out, but more others of them will not. And that, my friends, is a challenge. That is a problem. I want to continue to provide you financial advice in a language you can understand. I need you to understand why some of your mutual funds are going up, why some of them are going down. Why the stock market is going up when there's people struggling and businesses closing. We need to understand what's going on here. Why is this happening? Why are some people thriving while some people are still struggling to survive? Now, we got to put all that into perspective. Can we believe everything that we hear from the media? Well, you know, there's all this talk about fake news and all that, and that's been going on for a long time. But here's the deal. Oftentimes, what the media is telling you isn't necessarily untrue. It's just that they have 15 seconds to share a message and they can't give you all of the backup and the support and all of the understanding of what's really, really going on. So we need to be able to decipher that. And that's what I try to do on this radio show every single Sunday morning. Well, we're going to take a quick break in a second. And as we head out into this first break, I want to reach out to my son, Noah, who released his first single over the weekend on December 10th. You can find it on Spotify. The name of the single is called Blue Extra Large Sweatshirt. And extra large is XL sweatshirt. So I know he's been working on this forever. We've heard him sing. We've heard him on this radio show. He used to perform at North Andover High School. He is now a student at University of Rochester, but has this passion for music. And so I'm going to send us off with Noah's voice. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
We stay up talking for hours and hours till I forget my own name. Her eyes were like diamonds.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. That voice was my son, Noah, who just released his first single, Extra Large Sweatshirt. You can hear it on Spotify. Download it as often as you like. And his first day, he had well over 1,000 downloads. So congratulations to you, Noah. I know you worked really hard on your music, and I continue to be very proud of you, and great job there. We'll continue to share some of that music perhaps later in the show as well. Today is we approach the fourth night of Hanukkah. And later in the show, I'm going to share with you the audio portion to a little 2-minute video that my son and I put together on, we shared it with a bunch of folks. He was actually called by his teacher one night. It was like, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And the teacher says, you know, hey, Noah, for our chorus class tomorrow, do you think you could put together just a quick little video on, you know, on Hanukkah, so the kids in the class can understand what Hanukkah is all about? So Corey's thinking about it for a minute, and he comes into my bedroom. I'm like getting ready for bed. I'm in pajamas, and he says, Dad, can we put together a video? All right, what do you want it to do? What do you want it to say? And he says, it's got to be on Hanukkah, so we got to, like, you know, let's kind of make it fun. Okay, so Corey and I have been doing this. We do kind of fun videos. He's a pretty good improvisational guy. And so we go downstairs, and in one take, we took this video that I'm going to share with you later in the show. It's pretty funny. We posted it on our newsletter. It ran this Friday. So if you get my newsletter, Planning Pointers, it would have been the highlighted video of the newsletter. And by the way, if you want to get the newsletter, if you don't get it already, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on the website, put in your name, your email address, and all you got to do, that's it. You hit the send button, and boom, this Friday, you will get Planning Pointers in your inbox, 10:30 in the morning, and it will hit there every single Friday. It amazes me. We have been doing this newsletter since March of 2009. I don't know why. I keep thinking that this is 2010. Because 2009 just doesn't seem like it could be 11 years ago. But it really was. It's hard to believe we've been doing a newsletter that we write on our own every single Friday. We provide financial advice in a language you can understand so that you can begin to make smarter and smarter decisions. If you have a question as it relates to anything related to personal financial planning, I hope you'll reach out to us. Pick up the phone if you'd like. We are live in studio today, and I'd be happy to talk with you, happy to take your calls. Phone number 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. When we last left, I was sharing some stories and perspectives about why the market is so disjointed right now. Many of you have a 401k plan, and maybe you're looking at your funds in your 401k plan and wondering, why are some funds doing better than others? Now, for many people who have 401ks, and it's a great way to do this, many of you have what's called a target date fund. So you may not know that some of the funds within your target date fund are doing well and others are doing poorly because it's reported as one investment, one collective investment. Remember, target date funds in a 401k plan is basically a collection of mutual funds that are all wrapped up into one bundle so that it's called a target date fund. So you have a growth fund, a value fund, a large cap fund, a small cap fund. You have bond funds. You might have cash. You might even have gold. You never know. It's all within the portfolio. They do share the details in those big fat prospectus books that they mail out to your house. But at the end of the day, they report it as one fund. But what's interesting for those of us that don't use target date funds, and many people do in their 401k, but if you have a personal investment account, an IRA account, you own a variety of different things. Some investments are doing better than others. Well, here's the reason why. Like I said earlier, there's this concept called stay-at-home stocks. If your company, the company that you're investing in, is going to thrive in a stay-at-home market, you're doing very well right now. Well, think about this. Here we are just 2 weeks away from Christmas. And if you need to get a gift in a hurry, what are you doing? You go to your phone, you pull up your Amazon Prime app, and you type in anything you could possibly imagine. I want to get a frog that chirps. And you could probably find it on Amazon. And you hit the button, and magically, in 2 days, it's at your doorstep. Just like that. I mean, God, how many? It seems like every truck that drives by these days says Amazon on the side, right? But think about this. That's because we're staying at home. Nobody wants to schmy, to walk through the department stores, the malls, and just kind of browse. If you're going to go to the mall right now, or you're going to go to a store, you're going in to buy and get the heck out. But Amazon, that's the one place, or other online retailers, where you can schmy. That's a Jewish term. It's Yiddish, I think. Schmy means to just look around, walk around, wander around. So you can schmy around. And what I found fascinating was on Black Friday, Black Friday, like nobody went, you know, did anybody get up at 5 in the morning and stand in front of Best Buy Black Friday? Nobody did, right? Because Black Friday could have started any day. I mean, actually, what day is today? Sometimes I don't even remember it's Sunday today. We've just all lost track of days. But anyways, you can go online and buy anything you want. And on Black Friday, for every $100 that was spent online, 41 of those dollars went to Amazon. Think about that. You could have gone to BestBuy.com, Walmart.com, Costco.com. You could have gone to, Joe and Mary SmokeShop.com and bought something if you wanted. But all the purchases all around the country, $41 that were spent of every $100 went to Amazon.com. So how do you think their stock's doing right now? Well, of course it's doing well because stay-at-home stocks have done well. What other stocks are doing well? Do you think the gas industry is doing well or the gas stations? I mean, how many times do you fill up your tank right now? That's got to be struggling, right? How about the theaters? How about the ballparks? Right now, here we are, prime of football season. Usually, you know, football sales, all of the paraphernalia, whether you love the Patriots, the Buccaneers, or the Buffalo Bills, all of that stuff, people are buying all this stuff for Christmas, right? Do people even know that football's in season? Do you know that the preseason for the NBA has actually already started? Most people don't know this right now. Are you planning to run out and get a Jason Tatum t-shirt? How about a Taco Fall? They just signed Taco Fall for another two-way contract with the Celtics. But people aren't buying this stuff. We're not. We're not going to Fanatics.com, which you could, but those numbers are down because we're not going to these, we're not going to the arenas. We're not going to the theater. Man, do I miss the North Shore Music Theater. Right now, we'd be going to see David Coffey in the 29th annual presentation of A Christmas Carol. There was a great story, in fact, on the North Shore Magazine this week, written by Karen Nessimbeni, a good friend of ours. And as you well know, Karen's the general manager over the North Shore Music Theater. Karen struggled terribly with COVID, was hospitalized for I don't even know how many days, but it was well over a month and a half. She lost her husband. She lost her father-in-law, and she lost some good friends as well, all to COVID. Now, this was early on in March and April of this year, but Karen has come through this stronger than ever, and she has been a great advocate for encouraging people to wear your masks and wash your hands. But she spoke and wrote about David Coffey and the impact that he's had on the North Shore community and why, when the time comes, we need to get back to the theaters. We need to go there. We need to go to the sporting arenas. We need to go back to the museums. Someone told me that the Museum of Science was open. I didn't even know that the Museum of Science was open. You can go to some of these places. Of course, there's social distancing measures in play. But what will we do different this year? Christmas, the holidays are all going to be different because of these stay-at-home issues. But what stocks? Think about this. What stocks will do well? What stocks will do well when we're ready to go back out there? And that, folks, is what's really driving the stock market. So what you got to understand is the stock market isn't reactionary to what's going to happen tomorrow or this week or next week. The stock market is a leading indicator. The stock market has shown us some of the best performing stocks over the past 3 or 4 weeks, believe it or not, have been the cruise industry, the lodging industry, the travel industry. Because they know that once this vaccine is effective, people are going to start booking trips. People are going to want to get out. Well, if you want to invest in those types of companies, when the vaccine has worked and we are clear, you're too late. You're too late. So that's part of why some of the stock market is doing well as well. But there are other areas that are struggling. Many people came to us last year and they said, you know, Mark, I think the stock market's, you know, approaching an all-time high. And this was last year. And it was doing very well. They said, I think I got to stick with dividend-paying stocks. Because my dividends, that's what I can count on my dividends. That's what's stable. Well, folks, dividend-paying stocks have been some of the worst investments over the past year. And in fact, believe it or not, some companies that paid a dividend have stopped paying their dividend. Think about General Electric. General Electric used to have a stable dividend. People would count on that dividend coming from General Electric. That's basically done. Delta Airlines, another airline stock that used to pay a dividend. They said, I'm sorry, we can't afford the dividend anymore. So some of these stocks are really struggling. So I'll ask you, would you prefer to take a guess and try to figure out what stock to buy? That's not what we're doing at Friedman Financial. At Friedman Financial, we're not going to take those risks for you. We're going to build a portfolio primarily consisting of mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and index funds that are a compilation of a bunch of stocks that is not chosen by Marion, my business partner, and myself, but we leave it to professional money managers who have the ability to choose and select individual stocks. They pick whether they want to invest 1 million shares in Google or 1 million shares in Bertucci's. That's totally up to them. Because my job is to make sure that I'm managing your expectations. Managing your expectations is what this is all about. Because when it comes down to financial planning, it's not about whether you made 10% this year, 2%, negative 5%, or 40%. That's not what matters. Because at the end of the day, it's still on paper. How are you feeling this morning? Are you feeling that you have more financial control today than you did before? And having control of your finances is a daunting task. Sometimes it's an important facet of having a partner along the way with you. And that's what we do at Friedman Financial. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, give our office a call. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We're going to look at the big picture. We're going to look at everything in your financial life, not just a holding or two. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, I want to answer some questions that we've received from some listeners. And if you have a question, feel free to give the office a call, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049, and we'll take your questions live on the air. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049.
Dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need dollar, that's what I need.
Good morning, and welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049. How are we doing this morning? We are in our third segment. It is Sunday the 12th, 13th. What does it say? 13th. Thanks, Biff. I can always count on Biff to be my calendar.
I think we're all having an interesting Sunday morning, aren't we, Mark?
We certainly are. I don't even know.
Speaking of foggy.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that's for sure.
If the listening audience could only know what has gone on here.
Yeah, it's a little bit discombobulated. So, well, I threw a couple curveballs at Biff. I can't even say his right name.
And they went right by him.
Right by him, yeah. So we got this all figured out. So, hey, what I want to do, today is the fourth night of Hanukkah. So earlier in the show, I was telling you about this video. My son comes knocking on my door. I'm getting into bed. My son, Corey, who's a senior in high school, comes knocking on the door and he says, Dad, he says, Mrs. Durkin, who's the head of the chorus group at North Andover High School, says, hey, Corey, you think you could put together a little video about what you guys do for Hanukkah or what's going on Hanukkah? I want to use it for our Zoom class tomorrow because we're going to do some discussions about Hanukkah and Jewish music and all that kind of stuff. And Corey's like, yeah, sure, we can put something together. Now, remember, this is like 10:15 at night. And Corey comes knocking on my door. I'm already in bed or getting ready for bed. So my contacts are out. I'm in my pajamas. Corey says, Dad, Mrs. Durkin wants us to do a video. Can we do it? I said, yeah, what time tomorrow do you want to do it? He says, no, she needs it now. Now? Are you kidding me? So
time tomorrow? So, yeah. I don't think so.
So no, we had to download this right now. So so Corey and I, brainstorm for a minute or two. That's about basically all it takes for the two of us because we do a lot of improvisational stuff. And she knew this. And so I grab my keyboard. We go down and we set up downstairs in the family room. And so there's a video that we put together. But what I want to share with you is the audio portion of this Hanukkah video to kind of hear about some of the goofy stuff that Corey and I do during Hanukkah. It was actually in our newsletter this week. We shared it. People loved it. It was one of the most downloaded and watched videos I've ever had in almost 12 years of doing my newsletter. By the way, if you don't get the newsletter, it's called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday. Lands in your inbox Friday at 10:30 in the morning. If you want to go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, and put in your name, your email address, and you will get our newsletter. So here it is, the live launch of Corey and I doing this Hanukkah video. I sure hope it works. Biff, we've had some challenges today, so...
Fingers crossed.
We're going to hope we're here doing we this. Hope it's not too loud. I'll adjust the sound in a second. Here we go.
Happy Hanukkah!
I can hear it in my ears. I'm hoping that the listeners can hear it.
Hold on.
Let's see, Biff.
Here comes Hanukkah. Here
is this coming through?
So much Hanukkah. Where's that dreidel? To celebrate Hanukkah.
Corey, would you tell us a story?
Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we get 8 crazy nights. Ahat, Shem, Shalosh, Amar.
Oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, let's all dance the horror. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. A steady boat to play with the lackeys to beat. While we are playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. So put on your yarmulke.
Is your yarmulke on?
Mine's on. Is your on?
Yes, mine's on.
It's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Presents! We hope you get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your hot chocolatica, but don't sing Manish Tanaka if you really, really wannaka. Have a happy Hanukkah.
So that's Corey. Oh, wow, thanks. I didn't know I was performing for an audience, Biff. Thank you very much. You brought the whole crowd in.
The lobby audience is here. They enjoyed the heck out of it.
Thank you. That's our virtual, socially distanced virtual lobby audience, right?
So yes, exactly. Exactly right. Yep. Yeah. They're actually in the parking
lot. We appreciate that.
So that was our hopefully successful debut, Mark Friedman and Biff's production company.
Yeah. We had a few technical difficulties to start, but you know, that's how it all starts, right? You got to make mistakes to learn, right?
If you're going
to
play live radio, that's how the game works.
That's how the game works. All right, back to money, back to financial advice in a language you can understand. You know, that's what we're here for each and every Sunday, but we try to have a little bit of fun. I try to bring some local flavor into what's going on here on the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley, because that's what I've been. I've grown up here. I've lived in Peabody. I was born in Peabody, lived here since 1966. I was president of the Chamber of Commerce back in 2000, long, long time ago. So, my kids are always amazed that I kind of know how to get everywhere on the North Shore without a navigation system. You know, the big joke, we were out with Corey last night, actually. I have 5 kids. Corey was out with us, and we were joking about how when he got his license 2 years ago, he drives home, and I said, all right, well, now you can take the car to school tomorrow. He says, yeah. I said, what's the problem, Corey? He says, I don't know how to get there. I said, what do you mean you don't know how to get there? I've been driving you to this school for years. He says, well, you know, I use the GPS, but I haven't used I haven't driven and used a GPS at the same time. And I'm like, oh, God. So I had to drive Corey. I just say, leave your damn phone at home. And we're going to watch the streets and look for landmarks.
You don't mean to laugh. I really don't.
But this is what it is. You know, I told this story a couple of years ago of my son, Jerry, who had to go pick up his sister, Mindy, who was working in Boston. She was taking the commuter rail home into Andover. And so Jerry was with his girlfriend at the time, and I said, go pick up Mindy. She's at the Andover train station, Andover station. And so he says, well, how do I get there? I said, well, all right, Jerry, just put it in your GPS. You'll figure it out. So Jerry puts in the Andover train station into his GPS. And he calls me, and he says, Dad, it says I'm here, but I'm sitting in the Whole Foods parking lot. This is in downtown Andover. I said, well, Jerry, look up. And he looks up, and he sees the Andover train station right there. He didn't realize that there was a train station just out on, just, you know, walk steps from the parking lot of the Whole Foods. But he thought he was lost because he was so focused on his phone, he hadn't bothered to look out the front window. And that's one of the things that I hope that I can teach you how to do right here on Dollars and Cents. Is we have to sometimes step back from the words on the screen, step back from the expressions we pick up on social media, and look a little bit larger and say, what does this all mean? What is all of this that's going on? How does this really impact me? You know, we've oftentimes talked to folks who have asked us the question, should I pay off my mortgage? Should I pay off my mortgage? You know, first of all, the answer is always going to be in this office, it depends. Paying off your mortgage is a very personal decision that both is personal emotionally and also personal financially. It's very important that you understand why this works. You see, with interest rates being as low as they are, 2, 3%, why would you want to rush to pay off your mortgage when you can invest money for the long term? Look, your mortgage is for the long term, right? Why wouldn't you want to invest money for the long term with hopes of getting 2, 3, 4, 5, 6% on your investments? Well, if you have the financial resources to do so, maybe that makes sense. But perhaps there are pressures within your own personal situation that make sense for you to pay off the mortgage. Here's another one to think about. You know, there's a lot of organizations out there that are asking for your charitable dollars right now as we head towards the end of the year. Now, under the current tax plan right now, did you know that beyond a $300 charitable contribution, the rest of your charitable giving will not be deductible? What? Mark, what? I thought if I wrote a check to my church, to the Girl Scouts of America, to the, a hospital, I thought I got a tax deduction for that. Well, you do, but you don't. Because here's the deal. If you're married, you are given a $24,000 standard deduction on your taxes. So you generally have a choice when you do your taxes. The $24,000 or the collective itemized amount of deductible expenses. Well, if you really add them up, most people can't come up with deductible expenses greater than $24,000. So if you gave $500 to your local charity, I hope you did it because it felt good. It was the right thing to do in your eyes. But if you were doing it for a tax deduction, you're not going to get it because you were already getting the tax deduction through the standard deduction that's given to you. That same thing, by the way, also applies to those that have refinanced their mortgages or have recently purchased a place. Did you know that mortgage interest is no longer deductible? So what do we do here, folks? What do we do? Does it make sense to pay off the mortgage? Does it make sense to stay invested? I know I'm confusing you with some of the thoughts that I'm sharing, but the whole point is to do just that. The whole idea is for you to realize that your situation is different from your neighbors, is different from your coworkers, is different from your mom and your dad or your grandparents or your daughter. You need to figure out what your big picture financial life looks like. And the only way to do that is to have a financial plan built for you, which starts with the development of what's called a net worth statement. Being able to see where everything is, everything you own, less everything you owe, and who owns it, and then who'll get it when you die. If you can't figure that stuff out, it's not worth playing all the other games. You got to start with the big picture. That's what we do at Friedman Financial. That's the kind of advice we try to provide to you each and every Sunday morning right here on North Shore 104.9. Before we take a quick break, I want to remind you again to sign up for our free newsletter. It provides you financial advice in a language you can understand. Three stories, very short stories, usually 100 words or less. It lands in your inbox every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. And all you need to do is go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on a website, on our website, put in your name and your email address, and you will begin receiving planning pointers 10:30 in the morning each and every Friday. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, we're going to continue to talk about financial planning, money issues, and financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
We could still just keep it simple.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. The voice you hear is my son Noah, who just released his first single on Spotify. It's called Extra Large Sweatshirt. All right. We can fade out Noah now, and we'll head into our final and last segment. Biff wanted to try to take Noah and try to, you know, overstate me here. You know, Noah should have backed off. I mean, he probably sounds a hell of a he does definitely sound a hell of a lot better than I do. So I encourage you, hey, download his set or just listen in. It's on Spotify. It doesn't cost you anything. It's called Blue Extra Large Sweatshirt. My son Noah Friedman just launched it on December 10th, and he'd love for you to share it. Let him know what you think. Or follow him on Instagram as well. I'm sure he has a handle. I don't quite know what it is. I don't think. Maybe Noah Friedman. Who knows? I don't know. You don't know it, Biff, do you? No,
I don't.
You know, I didn't think you
as
know.
As you can tell, I don't know much this morning, as we talked about.
Yeah, it's been a little rocky morning. That's okay.
A foggy morning.
Foggy morning,
so
for sure.
So appropriate when we look out the window.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but thank you for joining us and sticking to it. We provide financial advice in a language you can understand each and every Sunday. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Trying to have a little bit of fun this morning. I wanted to share the recent release of my son's new single. So we use that as an intro. And later, as we head out of the show today, I'm going to rerun one more time my son Corey and my little presentation, a little Hanukkah show that we did that he had to present for his chorus class last week. We also included it on Planning Pointers this past Friday. We have never seen so many people watch a video on my newsletter. I've been doing this for 11 years, and people really, really liked this video. I got so much feedback on it. So, you know, video doesn't play well, of course, on radio, but there's plenty of audio. You'll get the sense of what's going on. So we hope you'll you enjoy that as we head out of our session. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you a little bit about was this issue of longevity. You know, there's a lot of folks, a lot of people that we have as clients. Look, our client base, just so you know, typical clients in our office are over the age of 55. Average age of our clients right now is 65 years old, but we have lots of clients who are in their 80s, in their 90s, and some even in their 100s. And I always remember a story that I've told here several times on the radio, but probably not in a while. I was down in Florida. This is long before COVID. And we went to Abe and Louie's. And I met with one of my dad's clients. Dad started this firm back in 1966. And dad had now retired, and I wanted to meet with this client, wanted to take him out for dinner. We went to Abe and Louie's. This guy's in his, I don't know, late 80s or so. And he comes pulling up in his Cadillac towards the valet. And, you know, you could barely see his eyes over the steering wheel as he's pulling up. And his wife is sitting to the right of him. And his wife was all of 100 pounds. Tiny, tiny woman. She loved to play tennis. We go into the restaurant. We sit down, have dinner. She orders wine. He has wine. The menu comes. Waiter comes up and he asks what we want. And he says, oh, man, I love Abe and Louie's. I want to get the king cut prime rib on the bone. I need the bone. I said, fine. I said, get whatever you want. Great. So as we're sitting waiting for the food to come, I said, Herb, I said, you've been a client of our office since 1968. I said, you're probably in your 30s when you started with my father. I said, When you thought about retirement and thinking for the future, how long did you think you were going to live? And he says, you know, Mark, I think about this all the time. He says, I do. He says, I think about when I started my own business. He had a candy company. He said, when I started my own business, just starting out, selling, I thought maybe I'd do this for a few years. Maybe I'll retire because my parents didn't live past 72 years old. My grandparents lived into their early 70s. So I figured I'm not going to live much longer than that. So I might as well retire around 60 or 65 and enjoy those last few years. Kind of like what that Love Boat scene was like. Remember when you used to watch the Love Boat? When you retire, everybody went on the Lido deck. They threw the beads off. And, you know, basically it was your swan song heading towards death, basically, is what happened. Is that's how you started your retirement, knowing that these are the last final years ahead of you. Well, things have changed a little bit. And so I said, here you are, Herb, sitting here at 80-something years old. I said, you did it. But when you were planning for retirement, you were planning that you might only live to your 70s. Now you've lived well into your 80s. What happens now? He says, well, fortunately, I've planned well. And I never knew that I would need to stretch my money as long as I have. And that's one of the lessons that I want you to all think about. I want you all to think about the likelihood that you're going to live to 100, because more and more people are. Don't think about when you download some of those free software packages that say, well, life expectancy is 83. Folks, your life expectancy is 100. And if you're not planning that way, you're making a big mistake, unless you have some terrible illness or some reason to believe you will die earlier. Plan to live to 100, got to stretch the money out. So the moral to this story is as the waiter comes back with our food, the steak is dropped in front of Herb. Big bone. Herb grabs his cloth napkin, stuffs it into the top of his shirt, looks down. This guy is like salivating, so excited. With one hand, he grabs the bone. In the other hand, he grabs a piece of the meat, lifts it up to his face and takes a big bite. And I'm like, are people watching this? He was like Fred Flintstone eating a brontosaurus steak. And I thought to myself, you know what? At 86 years old, you can do whatever the hell you want. He's earned it. He deserved it. And we've always had this great laugh as a great memory. All right. And I want you to leave that as a memory for all of you. As we head into the final part of our show tonight, I want you to remember to expect to live longer, to do the very best you can, to manage your future through the big picture. And if you need help, if you need guidance, give us a call. We are here and available for you. And so as we close out this segment today, and I turn it over to Scott Whitley over at Wicked Bites, I want to leave you with the final Hanukkah song from Corey and I. Happy fourth night of Hanukkah, everybody. Have a great night. And enjoy yourself. I hope everybody else is having a great night here. I don't know why this isn't coming through this time. Are we not hearing it on the air? I think we're up all the way as high as we can. And maybe that's not working this time. So I faked you all out. And so I hope that you all have a great, great time. Biff, don't go anywhere because we got to fade into the next segment here. Biff's trying to run in tonight to help me. Don't run anywhere. I'll remind you, sorry that the video isn't working today. Instead, I want to remind you to sign up for our free weekly newsletter, Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. Go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. And have a wonderful weekend. I will see you again next week right here on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.